Well, good morning, Arizona. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. And I've got one excellent reason, in particular today, November 1st, 2014, for you to stay tuned for the entire 3 hours. Because if you're listening on our flagship station, KTAR 92.3 FM out of Phoenix, Arizona, I can guarantee you will not, for the next 3 hours, hear one campaign ad. Huh? How about that? But that's not to say I don't want you to vote on Tuesday. I want y'all who are listening to be sure and vote. John Jay, you're a lot smarter than me. John Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery. Do you use this Clean Elections voter guide to help you decide who to vote for?
That doesn't make my decision.
It sure is a big old book, you know?
I flip through it. I read everything that everybody that puts out just to kind of get a perspective from every angle.
These are really just resumes. Yeah. I mean, you're just reading about what they say about themselves. Right. I do not find this book particularly helpful.
Yeah, it's, you know, if there's one thing or one that I don't know anything about, I'll look at it. And I don't know about you, but a lot of times these elections, you know, you got all these judges I end up leaving most of those blank because I just don't know.
Well,
you know?
I can help you on those.
Yeah.
But it's hard to vote on what someone says about themselves, and it's nuanced in so many inside cliches and innuendos. I haven't been able to have this help me very much. But anyway, you won't hear a campaign ad in the next 3 hours. Right here, the next hour, we're in the garden with John Jay Harper. We gather every single Saturday morning with my son, Romy Romero, co-host of the show. My wife, sweet Jennifer, who is the call screener, waiting for your calls right now with open lines, 1-888-767-4348. Mike Reesh, our broadcast engineer, and myself, Rosie Romero, gather together behind the microphones every Saturday morning on an endeavor to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And we do that by answering any question you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. In particular, in this first hour, we're going to be talking about gardens like we do every single Saturday morning. And the theme of the day, all day long, is going to be first impressions and curb appeal.
Which would probably, in a lot of cases, start with cleaning up the obnoxious cobwebs and skulls and candy wrappers that might be out in your front yard, depending on how much your neighborhood gets into it.
And the political signs that can all go away.
Yes. I love it when they made it a rule. They had to take them down because they would stay up for months. But start by cleaning up, I think, is where we have to start today. And there's just something mentally I have after Halloween. It's just, I know the cool weather is here.
You know, I think it's like anything else. I think you need a fresh set of eyes. I think it helps to have someone else walk out to the front of your house and go and ask them, what do you see? What would you change? What would you do different? Because, you know, most of us pull up to our house, especially from here for a long time now. It's dark when we get home. It's dark when we leave. And, you know, we see it on Saturday or Sunday when maybe we're mowing the lawn or we're doing a little something and we kind of do what we got to do. And just like anything else in life, you don't see your house, your car, your whatever, like a lot of people do. So
none. And if you're trying to find someone to give you that third-party objective opinion, just go around the neighborhood, knock on the doors, and give your opinion of their house.
That might get it done real quick.
You might get all the advice you need like in one afternoon.
Exactly. But it would be an interesting experiment to grab two or three neighbors and go, okay, let's all evaluate each other's curb appeal, each other's front of their house. So you can also hire a professional to do that for you as well. So,
but we'll be talking today a little bit about some of the projects that people might want to tackle around. I mean, one of the things you could do for curb appeal, I mean, what difference would a nice, gorgeous desert shade tree make in most front yards?
One nice pot, or in the case of a lot of neighborhoods, as I drive this time of year, we get out and walk a little bit more and ride our bikes. And I cannot tell you how many people have a really nice ceramic expensive pot sitting there that hasn't had anything in it.
So if somebody
put some flowers in.
I mean, you can get to the nursery and pick up what would you put in that clay pot right
well,
now?
Well, right now I'd probably put some red geraniums and some lobelia. You know, if you just wanted to make one impact by the front door, one colorful pot with some bright red geraniums in it would probably make more difference than almost anything as far as somebody pulling up and going, wow.
And this hypothetical clay pot is 2 feet tall, has an irrigation system already run to it, and is about 18 to 24 inches in diameter. Right. How much am I going to spend filling that with your colors?
Maybe $20. You know, it's maybe going to cost you a $20 bill, depending on if you got to buy potting soil or not. You know, that might drive the cost up a little bit if it's low on soil or needs soil. So, especially if you've already got the pot.
Yeah.
You know, so it's there. Use it. Color, I think, would be the number one investment I would make if I was having a party. Doing something, wanted to make an impression, besides cleaning up. I mean, mow the grass, get rid of the weeds, the stuff growing in the cracks in the sidewalks, you know, that sort of stuff.
You mentioned color, and the green rye is hard to beat.
Yeah, planting a winter lawn,
it is a pretty green.
It's the prettiest lawn that we have.
Yeah.
It's much prettier than Bermuda grass as far as the way it mows. You know, it leaves nice lines in the mower, lays it down and, you know, grooms it, you know. So
girls cry when it's over and the Bermuda's coming back. Yeah. It itches. Why can't we keep this year round?
So, you know, planting a winter lawn, certainly, if you're, again, there's no law that says you have to plant a winter lawn, but if you're trying to make curb impression or impress people, do the front yard. You don't have to do the back. Just if your front yard's small, do it. Color, a shade tree, one well-placed tree. Besides the other benefits from the tree, when it eventually gets big enough to shade your house and shade a window. And, you know, the folks at our utility companies will tell you the single most effective thing you can do is shade.
That's right.
Something.
Shade your glass. Shade all your windows.
So,
well, if we're at $20 to fill this pot,
right?
And I want a decent sized tree. I don't want a sapling. I want something that's 8 to 10 feet tall. So that's going to be what, a 36-inch box?
A 24-inch. 24-inch box.
And if I want that in a museum desert.
Okay.
What?
Delivered and planted?
Delivered and planted.
No, $350.
Okay.
And delivered, installed, planted, done right.
And in 5 to 10 years, you're going to have a 25-foot tall, big, beautiful, gorgeous, yellow, blooming Palo Verde.
Just make sure you know how big it's going to get and put it in the right place. And yeah, absolutely. You know, so for less than $500,
you
could have color, even if you had to buy the pot,
and
a shade tree, and probably some ryegrass seed and a winter lawn. And you'd be, for $500 and a little elbow grease, you've got a whole different appeal or look to the front of your house.
And like Romy says, it all starts with cleaning up and tidying up. And I have the neatest, cleanest house on the planet since I got that electric power washer. That is the coolest toy ever invented.
Don't use it on your lawn.
I know, no, but I am having a blast with it, man.
Oh, you mean don't hose off your lawn?
With the power washer.
I clean all my big pots on my lawn with the power washer. I'm spraying the pot, not the...
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we've talked money-wise, probably cheaper than anything we'll mention in the home improvement hour by the time we get into windows and painting the whole front and garage doors. And all of this stuff kind of can bring your eye off the home too, if that's what you're trying to do.
Well, you know, and there's, you know, even this isn't a landscaping thing, but painting the front door, you know, a gallon of paint, you know, if you got a crummy old door, you know, we did that. We had some doors that we just kind of had to make a decision. And for now, we really didn't want to spend the money to buy new doors, so we painted them.
You are a mind reader. That's the first project we're going to tackle in the 10 o'clock
hour. So you've got painted front doors with pots, with color, with a green lawn and a shade tree. So let's say for under $1,000, you've redone your whole front yard, and you've cleaned it up, and boom, you're ready for Thanksgiving at your house.
Here we come. It's going to come quick now, man.
Yeah.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Starting off this morning with Toby. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hope you're all doing well.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Quick question. Would like to find out about hibiscus, bird of paradise, and even myrtle shrubs. Should we cut those things back in the fall? And if so, how far down?
Okay, well, fall, no. And we'll take them one at a time. Hibiscus, you don't want to prune at all until after the danger of frost is past us. So we're probably looking at the middle of February of next year before you want to do any pruning on the hibiscus. Bird of paradise, I assume you're talking about the desert or Mexican-type birds of paradise. Again, those would probably be more late winter, and it might depend. If you have the Mexicana, which is the evergreen, the yellow-blooming bird of paradise, you know, that's a winter bloomer, so you want to wait till spring to prune it as well when it's done really with its major blooming period. And then the myrtle, again, most of these you don't want to do much pruning in the fall on anything because things are going to slow down or quit growing at all through the winter months now. The days are shorter, cooler, not putting on a lot of growth. If you do heavy pruning right now, it's going to look heavily pruned all winter long. So wait until that spring flush of growth is about to occur, do your pruning, and then things just flush out, rejuvenate, and recover right through the spring months.
Sounds like he's got a little planting that he's done at his house.
Yes,
that's,
it does.
And a lot of good-looking color. Those plants, again, were hibiscus, birds of paradise,
and myrtle, which is more of a green hedge foundation-type plant.
All right, Toby, so take the afternoon off.
No, go buy some flowers.
Oh, go buy some flowers.
Some color in
go
there.
Buy some flowers. There you go.